Now, how did you come from New York then and end up here in Cov?
Well, if anybody who's listening now was listening on Valentine's Day, they would know. Because I met and fell in love with someone. So the drummer from Pine Shot Riot lives in Coventry, and he was in Austin last year, and I met him there when I was photographing his band, and fell in love with him, and then had to make the move over here. So I moved over on December 1st.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's that been like since? It must be a culture shock.
It is. It's quite an adjustment. Things are definitely quieter here, and I'm getting used to life where people don't stay up all night. I mean, it's kind of strange. Like, the street that I live on, I look out the window and I see lights go out. They go out at like 10 o'clock and it's quiet. And I'm like, what do I do now? I guess I should go to bed like a normal person. But I'm used to working all hours and hearing sounds all hours. And it's just very quiet.
You know, you're the kind of person that would make my mother's curtains twitch.
Yeah.
She'd be upset. Oh, what's that woman doing up at this? She does. She'll phone me up and
of
tell
course.
Me. Mel next door was up till 3 a.m. Yeah. Last night. She'd be doing that. Well, it's weird. The one thing that really did my head in about New York, you never see the sky.
Yeah, I know. And I feel that way about Manhattan itself, but I'm lucky enough to live, well, my apartment is in Dumbo, Brooklyn, which is just over the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's actually the location where the best shots of New York are taken. And it's so wonderful there. It's like cobblestone streets, and it's an old warehouse factory neighborhood that they turned into luxury condos. It's just amazing. So from Dumbo, I see the sky. I remember lying in my bed, looking out the window, and just seeing nothing but sky.
That's weird.
And a little bit of the Manhattan Bridge.
As long as you've got a bit of sky, you're all right.
Yeah.
Listen, bear with me one sec. We'll be back with you in just a sec. With us in the studio at the moment is Liz Lomax, a.k.a. Dame Muffy Spangles. You like it already.
I love my new name.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to start a whole career with it.
I think it'd be just amazing.
Yeah.
I'll get a credit in your books and
you will
everything. you're helping to do this pop-up shop on Saturday. You've been helping with the setup of it.
I'm going to be helping with the setup on Friday.
Mm.
So I'm going to be drawing on the walls. I believe right now they might be painted black, and I'm going to be drawing with chalk on the walls. I don't know what I'm going to draw yet, but I think I'm going to make it up spur of the moment.
Oh, I see. Do you not sort of sit there every night? I sit there every night, literally from about 10 o'clock, and my cogs start whirring for the next day. So do your cogs whir constantly or?
Yeah, constantly. But I just haven't actually. I know that once I put my hand down on a piece of paper, if I were to pre-sketch something, it would just start happening. So I think I'm going to wait until I get to the wall and then just start drawing, go nuts.
Mm. I wonder what will inspire you on Friday. It'll be interesting. We'll come along on Saturday.
Yes.
And have a look.
You got to come check it out.
Oh, no, I will do. I think it's great because Coventry really is the centre of sort of making things and doing things and artistic things. It's astonishing.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that really excites me about being here is I've noticed people from Coventry are proud to be from Coventry and they make things. So it's going to be exciting that I know that there's the Made in Coventry shop that's going to be there. So I'm excited because I actually haven't been to her shop yet. So I can't wait to see all the things that she has and they'll be at the pop-up.
Well, she's there. She's listening now. She's got a blanket over her knees because it's a bit chilly. So she's listening to you now. That's kind of silly. I'm sure she's waving back. Yeah, but this is great. It's that kind of thing. It's sort of becoming a creative hub. I mean, I'm sure you've immersed yourself in nothing but the history of Coventry since you moved here.
It's nonstop, actually. I can tell you all about it, but we don't have time for that.
No.
but I do think that people really take an interest in something that's handmade because we're so bombarded with things that are computer generated or machine generated. And I think people really get excited about something that's handmade. I know personally that's what I think art directors like about my work is you can see it's handmade. It's made by hand. Although I could do it quicker on the computer if I were to learn like a CGI program, but I'd rather sit there and make it by hand because I think it's got such a better quality to it.
It's your heart goes into it.
Exactly.
That's the difference. You know, like Wallace and Gromit. Wallace and Gromit is made for me whenever you see a little thumbprint on the top of a chicken's head.
Me too.
Mm.
And you know how much time it takes to go into one of their films. So I think that's what's going to be great about Saturday.